The next case we will be discussing is Panetti v. Quarterman, a case decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 2007. The question before the court was, are a, quote, rational understanding and factual awareness, close quote, necessary for a person to be found competent to be executed? In this case, Mr. Scott Panetti shot and killed his wife's parents in front of his wife and daughter. He had a history of mental illness, but was found competent to stand trial and competent to represent himself. Mr. Panetti was found guilty of capital murder in a Texas court and sentenced to death. He was meant to be executed in 2004, but Mr. Panetti claimed that he was incompetent to be executed due to mental illness. The trial court appointed two experts who concluded that Mr. Panetti, quote, knows that he is to be executed and that his execution will result in his death, close quote. Recall that this is the standard established in Ford v. Wainwright. Both experts also opined that he was malingering incompetency. Mr. Panetti then requested that the trial court provide funds to hire his own mental health expert, his own lawyer, and a competency hearing, requests which were all denied. The trial court found him competent to be executed. Mr. Panetti filed a habeas corpus petition in federal court. The district court held that Mr. Panetti was competent to be executed because he knew he had committed two murders, that he would be executed, and that the reason the state had given for the execution was his commission of those murders. On his appeal, Mr. Panetti argued that the Eighth Amendment forbids the execution of a prisoner who lacks a rational understanding of the state's reason for execution. Mr. Panetti claimed that the state's real motivation for executing him was not because of his crimes, but rather because they wanted to punish him for preaching the gospel. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the district court's holding and reiterated the standard established in the Ford v. Wainwright case. They also noted that this standard did not include a, quote, rational understanding, close quote, of the punishment as a requirement to be competent to be executed. The U.S. Supreme Court heard the case to decide on two issues. Did the state fail to provide procedures under the Constitution for a competency to be executed hearing by denying Mr. Panetti funds to hire his own expert and a lawyer and denying him a competency to be executed hearing? And does the Eighth Amendment permit the execution of an inmate who has a factual awareness of the state's stated reason for execution, but whose mental illness prevents a rational understanding of the state's execution? As a reminder, in Ford v. Wainwright, the Supreme Court held that the Eighth Amendment prohibits a state from carrying out a sentence of death upon a prisoner who is insane. Ford v. Wainwright also established that the Eighth and Fourteenth Amendments entitle individuals to a fair hearing, including the opportunity to submit expert psychiatric evidence that may differ from the state's own psychiatric examination. In a 5-4 majority opinion, the Supreme Court held that the state court failed to provide the procedures for a competency to be executed hearing, to which Mr. Panetti was entitled to under the Constitution. The Supreme Court also disagreed with the Fifth Circuit Court's decision, as they did not take into account Mr. Panetti's understanding for the reason of his execution and whether or not it was rational. The majority wrote, quote, a prisoner's awareness of the state's rationale for an execution is not the same as a rational understanding of it, close quote. Even though the Supreme Court rejected the Fifth Circuit Court standard for competency to be executed, they did not establish a standard for competency to be executed. They remanded the case for further proceedings to review expert evidence that may clarify the extent to which severe delusions may render a subject's perception of reality so distorted that he should be deemed incompetent. In his dissent, Justice Thomas argued that Mr. Panetti had not made a substantial showing of insanity to trigger the procedural rights he requested. In other words, Mr. Panetti did not have enough evidence to show that he may be incompetent to be executed. The evidence Mr. Panetti had produced was a 1-page letter from a psychologist who did not offer a mental health diagnosis or discussion of Mr. Panetti's understanding of his pending execution. In conclusion, the Supreme Court did not specifically require that a rational understanding was necessary for competency to be executed, but they did opine that it was a mistake to not consider this in Mr. Panetti's case.